Vortex Media. A Super Channel Heart and Home Original. The New York Cityscape. A Vortex Media production. A group of pigeons on the New York sidewalk. A country encore. Laura, a tall blonde, walks down the sidewalk. A fountain behind her. She wears an orange blazer and a short plaid skirt. Amanda Jordan. The birds fly out of her way. Connor McMahon. Elena Watko, Andrew Bushell, Richard Waugh, The Tall Glass Buildings, Lisa Michelle Cornelius, Kimberly Sue Murray, and Catherine Disher. Laura stops outside the building. She exhales deeply. Interior of the office, various music awards line the wall. Casting by Larissa Mayer. Costume designer Tina Razian. Laura strolls past the desk and the black furniture. Composer Christopher Kuglick. She waves to one of the employees. Editor Alex Freitas. She sits in a chair behind her desk. Production designer Sarah Lang. She looks at the schedule on her iPad and picks up a cactus from her desk. Director of photography Stephen Whitehead.
Hey Zoe. I thought you couldn't kill a cactus. Well, you still gotta water those roots.
Zoe has long black hair.
Did you get any sleep last night? Who needs sleep when you have one of the biggest meetings of your career to stress about?
Hey, no pressure. Oat milk latte to the rescue.
Thank you.
Well, maybe a little bit of pressure. Okay, listen.
You are wearing cowboy boots.
Yeah, Vogue says they're in.
Zoe sits on the end of Laura's desk.
I haven't worn those in ages.
Well, you should treat yourself when you become Laura Hollis, head of marketing.
Okay, you're just saying what I want to hear.
Well, I also have something you might not want to hear. You know that singer we had booked for the presentation today? She got laryngitis and she couldn't record the jingle in time.
What? No, this isn't happening.
No. It's okay. It's okay. I found us another singer.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's more than good. Yeah. Come on. Let's do this.
Okay.
Zoe gets off the desk. Laura follows.
The jingle I wrote's solid, right?
Yes. You are an amazing writer. Which reminds me, do you remember that songwriting contest I mentioned a few weeks ago?
You're always telling me what I should do. It's hard to keep track.
Okay. Remember that song that you played me with the lyrics I love?
That is good, isn't it? Maybe I should have someone record it.
I'm so happy you agree because I went ahead and I submitted it.
Laura stops and turns.
You did what?
Come on, you have nothing to lose.
Zoe shows her the iPad. Harvest Lane Showcase presents Jackson Walker. Zoe nods, looking for approval.
I can't believe you did this to me. I don't have time for this. And what if I have plans for that song?
Like what? Before this place, you were all about being a singer and songwriter, and now all you do is bury yourself in work. Which brings me to the singer that I mentioned earlier. We are going to record you singing today's jingle. And I know you don't like performing anymore, and you're just a writer, but you need to do this.
You've got to be kidding me.
We have no choice.
No way.
Why not?
Zoe, I can't. Can you please just do it?
If you say so. Say goodbye to grief and grime. With to go, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, you're not going to do this, are you?
I told you, we need you.
Okay, there has to be someone else.
Who else, Laura? We have no more time, and I know you can sing.
I can't believe this was your solution.
You got any better ideas?
Laura looks down at the desk.
Okay, just turn around, because I can't perform under pressure.
Zoe turns her back. Laura hits record on the laptop, the mic on a stand beside it.
Say goodbye to grease and grime. With to go, you'll be just fine. Okay, voice of an angel. Check. Oh, before I forget, Scott Brooks is coming to the meeting. He had a total crush on you when he worked here, so no distractions.
Okay, no way. He's just a friend.
Laura spills her drink.
Oh, great. Great.
The executives are being brought into the boardroom.
Perfect timing.
I don't have anything.
They gather around the table for the meeting. Laura awaits their response.
Now that we've talked analytics, let's get to the heart of the campaign. Stains can ruin important moments, like birthdays, weddings, and even crucial pitches. This morning, I experienced the stress of a stain on my shirt. This product made me realize that it gets rid of stains and stress. It does its job so that I can do mine.
That was you singing, right?
Yes, but that's just a temp vocal. I'm not a...
No, no. No need to be modest. Makes me think of my daughter. She's always singing in her room, but she's too shy to share with the world. And she's almost as good as you.
Carl, a senior exec, approaches Lauren.
Nice move with the stain.
He gives her a wink.
Wow.
Scott approaches.
Great work up there.
Thanks, Scott. So you're back in town.
Yeah, Carl wanted me back closer to head off.
He wears a blue suit.
How about a coffee?
With no tie.
Yeah. Sure. I can meet you outside in like 10.
Great.
Okay.
Scott smiles, turns, and walks away. Zoe follows him with her eyes.
Well, you really pulled that out of thin air.
I guess high school acting paid off.
You know, Nancy really loved it. Ms. Future Head of Marketing.
Fingers crossed.
You know, you're lucky. She still calls me Chloe.
Great job today, Laura.
Nancy enters.
Consider yourself a front runner for the head of marketing role. Send me your best jingles as soon as you can. Bytown has a new campaign, and if you can deliver another pitch like that, the promotion's yours.
Yes, of course, I'd love to.
And great job, Chloe.
Nancy touches her on the shoulder and leaves the boardroom.
I can just change my name.
City View.
Your singing today was fantastic. I know Carl was impressed. We actually have this national campaign coming up. You should pitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on with Nancy. Yeah. Hopefully we can deliver.
Well,
they grab their coffees.
Carl's whole big thing is authenticity. So, just be yourself. Oh, sorry. One sec.
Scott pulls the phone from his pocket.
Okay, I gotta take this. I would love to do this again soon. Yeah? Yes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a promise. I'll see you later. Scott here.
Scott walks away. Lauren takes a sip from her cup. Interior of the office.
Decided to use that song you like for the new campaign.
Well, that's great, but you can't.
Why not?
You won the contest.
Laura looks at Zoe, surprised.
What?
Look.
Zoe looks back at her computer emails.
Oh.
Laura gets up from her desk and walks over to Zoe.
Congratulations on being the winner of the Songbird Songwriting Contest. No. This isn't happening. No.
You are so talented. Yeah. Come on. You just needed a nudge in the right direction, and look, it worked.
It's not ready. And what about the jingle for the new campaign?
Oh, don't worry about it. You'll write another one. You just need to sign the release form for the song. It's exciting.
Laura paces nervously.
Revelous Records.
Yeah. It's run by Jackson Walker. He's like a Luke Bryan or a Brad Paisley. He releases music through his own label.
Laura places her hands on her hips.
Hey, y'all. Jackson Walker here. And Revelous Records is so excited to announce that we have found our winner for the Songbird Contest with a new song that is sure to get in your heads and your hearts.
Jackson wears a cowboy hat.
See, he's going to add your song to his set list for his upcoming concert.
Sure.
It's perfect.
Great. Yeah, just one minor detail. Jackson Walker is my ex.
Oh.
Zoe is surprised. View of a skyscraper downtown. The old Art Deco buildings surround it. Laura in her condo sits at the laptop. She checks out the Country Revelist Records website and clicks on one of Jackson's videos. Laura watches, smiling warmly. Jackson performs in an empty field with his acoustic guitar and black leather jacket. Laura shrinks the video. She reads over the contest release form.
Hello?
Hello, Laura.
Nancy, hi.
I think the lyrics you sent for the jingle are perfect for the new campaign.
Oh, that was fast. Are you sure? Because I can write another one.
No need. I love these lyrics. I need you to prep a pitch so we can present a new jingle next Thursday.
Oh, that's a quick turnaround.
Well, we need to move quickly if we're going to land this deal. I trust that's not a problem for you.
No, I can do it, no problem.
Perfect. That's what I need in a new head of marketing. Please sign the release that I emailed you a few minutes ago. We need to license it to the client if they like it.
Of course. I'm signing now.
Laura signs the song release.
And done.
I don't see anything on my end.
Really?
Let me check.
She clicks on the email from Nancy and signs that release.
How about now?
Got it.
Okay.
Looking forward to seeing your pitch.
Laura realizes she signed the song release. She scrolls back, double-checking her error.
Laura? Laura?
Yeah, that's great.
Have a good weekend.
Nancy stands in the boardroom at Buzz and Chime Marketing. Laura scans over to the Country Revelist Records phone number. Interior Revelist Records. Flowers are on the table.
Revelist Records, how may I direct your call?
Hi, I'd like to speak to Jackson Walker, please.
Oh, may I ask who's calling?
Lauren looks down at her salad.
It's Kayla.
Sorry, Kayla?
Yes, I had a question about the contest.
Oh, that's closed now.
Oh, I just really need to speak with him.
Okay, well, the earliest appointment I have is 3 weeks from now.
Oh, well, it's kind of an emergency.
I wish I could help, but with the studio sessions and the songbird contests, I mean, he's fully booked. Thanks for calling. Have a great night.
The receptionist hangs up the call. Laura looks down at her phone and places it on the table. She goes back to the laptop and checks the address for Revelist Records. A smile comes over her face. Nighttime exterior of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Isn't this a little drastic?
Trust me, I know him better than anyone. This has to be in person. Even if I get him on the phone, he'll be too stubborn to listen.
But you'll be back for the presentation next week, right?
Definitely. I talked to Nancy, said I needed a couple days off for some inspiration. As long as I'm back before the pitch, she's fine.
I mean, this is the biggest opportunity of your life. I'll do my best to cover for you while you're away.
Don't worry. I'm gonna fix it.
Laura packs a bag.
Plus, it'll be nice to see my grandma. I miss her.
Zoe smiles. Laura zips up her luggage. The plane comes in for a landing. Tropical trees line the street. Aerial view of a small downtown. Cars drive down the small town streets. A silver-gray minivan pulls up to the street. It comes to a stop. The side door opens, and Laura exits. She wears skinny jeans and low-heeled boots, a blue blouse, and her coat over her arm. She stops outside the building. She steps up to the front door, pausing for a moment, and opens it. She enters Revelist Records. Interior of Revelist Records. The receptionist sits on the phone behind the desk.
With this concert deal Jackson's made, Revelist is going to blow up. He's going to perform a new song. I think it's going to be his next hit. Oh, hi.
Hi. I'd like to speak to Jackson Walker, please.
Oh, do you have an appointment?
No, I don't. I was just hoping I could talk to him.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's in a recording session right now.
Oh.
Anyways, as I was saying.
Yeah.
Laura looks around the receptionist area.
Okay.
She places her coat on the coffee table and dashes for the studio doors. He bursts in, smashing into the drum kit. Jackson sits at the recording console.
What are you doing?
Hi.
Laura.
I told her not to.
It's okay, Megan.
I would like to speak with you. Alone, preferably.
Yeah, okay. Everyone take 10.
Jackson sits up from his chair. Laura slowly strolls across the studio floor. Jackson exits from the control room, slowly approaching Laura.
Sunflower, long time no see. What's it been, like 5 years?
Sunflower is sort of a back then thing, so we don't have to. There's been a mix-up, and you own some lyrics that I wrote.
Mix-up?
Yep. I won that.
She points to the songwriting contest poster.
Entry number 120.
Yeah, that's my song.
I never thought you'd submit to my contest.
No, I didn't. I didn't. My friend did. I write jingles for marketing campaigns, and so...
Well, your writing's changed. In a good way, I mean.
Thanks. But you can't have it. I'd like my song back. So, you know, if you could just... sign off on the release and remove my song from the contest.
Laura, as soon as you signed the release forms, we announced it on all our socials.
But, well, that was a mistake. I didn't mean to sign it.
Jackson hands Laura his phone. She reads Jackson's review.
These lyrics left me speechless.
Okay, easy now. I don't want your ego blowing up. I can't give it back now, though. It'll be a PR disaster. And I'm performing it at the Harvest Lane Showcase next Thursday. I mean, it's going to be amazing. It's being televised nationwide. We've got multiple different bands coming in. We've got the stage, the lights. It's all part of the same record deal. I can't even believe it myself. It's going to be huge, Laura.
It's going to be on TV?
Yeah, that was part of the prize. I mean, it'd be great exposure for you, unless, of course, you don't want your song to be a massive hit.
I'll have you know plenty of my songs are hits, okay?
Oh, you mean your jingles?
Yes.
Laura looks at Jackson with contempt.
Don't judge me.
I just thought maybe you'd be more excited about all this.
Well, you thought wrong. I'm up for promotion, and you've taken my song, so...
Taken? Wow, okay. Well, as much as I would love for you to stick around, you should probably get going.
Jackson walks over to the studio exit.
Are you serious?
It's out of my hands.
Jackson, come on.
It's nice seeing you. You look good, by the way, Sunflower. Sorry. Laura...
Jackson.
He opens the door for her, showing her the way out. She exits, exasperated. Jackson smiles. The sun rises over the heavily forested area. The silver van drops Laura off in front of her grandmother's modest country home. She walks towards the front porch with her luggage rolling behind her. She stops in front of the stairs, looking up at the house. She strolls up. Her grandmother exits from the front door.
Sweetheart! Oh, it is so good to have you home.
Good to see you too, Grandma.
Come on in.
They share a warm embrace. Laura wheels her baggage through the front door.
I wish you could stay longer.
I wish I could stay longer too, but I can't.
I've been teaching voice lessons in here, and I had to rearrange your things, but I left most of them up.
A small studio is set up.
Now, if you were going to be staying longer, which would be fantastic, I would go store everything here in another room somewhere. The basement is empty now. Your mom and dad finally shipped the last of their stuff to
a photo wall.
We were so young.
You and Jackson were such a sweet couple. You know, he still subs in to play the piano for the choir every now and then, gets some of the younger ones out and excited.
I didn't know you two still talked.
You know I've always been a fan of his. Whatever happened to that songbook that you and Jackson made? You were such a great writing team.
Laura steps away from the wall.
Funnily enough, my song just won his contest. That's actually why I'm here.
Well, that's wonderful. And isn't it just like you two to be coming together over a song and sharing your love of music again?
Yeah, only this time I'm not here to share. I need my song back for a promotion at work.
Oh, well... I'm sure you two will figure something out. Let me go make you something to eat.
No, I'm fine.
Laura checks the notification on her phone. It's the Jackson Review.
This is a huge mistake.
She sits down.
I can't let him take my lyrics away.
He used to take your breath away. You know what? You've had a long day. So why don't you get some rest, and then tomorrow you can help me do some baking for the Farmer's Fest, just like when you were little. Okay?
Grandma strokes her hair and kisses her forehead.
Thanks, Grandma.
Laura sits on the edge of the bed, looking down at the phone. Aerial view of the small town.
I have been talking for more than a minute solid, and I don't think you've heard a word that I said.
Sorry, I'm just really stressed about work right now.
Sweetie, singing used to relax you. Where's that beautiful voice that I love to
Laura?
Hear? Is that
Kelly?
You?
Kelly?
Oh, hi!
It's been hey, wonderful. You.
Hi, Adam.
Great to see you.
Wow, look at us. The old crew is back together.
Sure is.
And we've added one more, I see.
Yeah, we're excited. What about you? We heard Jackson's going to sing your song.
Any chance the two of you will sing it together like the good old days?
That would be fun.
No, I don't perform anymore. I write marketing campaigns for big brands now.
Never imagined you in an office job.
That makes two of us.
Well, I think it's cool.
Thanks, Kelly. So, I hear you're a stylist now?
Yeah, I'm even dressing this guy up for the concert. If only he wasn't a fringe.
Nope.
Love to see that.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? I like a classic look. Cowboy boots and a jean jacket.
You are a rising country star. You need to dress the parts.
Oh, you could dress me for the concert. Who knows? I might end up on TV.
I would love that, Rose. I will stop by with some dressed options.
That's a date.
Oh. Check it out.
A few of Jackson's fans are across the street.
I'll be right back, guys. Hey, you guys want to get a pic?
Is that really happening right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
No, he's a big deal now. In fact, we are the only ones who will help to keep him level-headed.
Good luck with that.
No. You're not off the hook. We need all the help we can get.
Now, he told me he wants to turn this place into a mini Nashville.
Really? Well, If you want to make it in music, it's not here.
Well, with Revelous Records in town, a lot of artists are deciding to stick around.
Yeah, and with the Harvest Lane Showcase being televised, there are going to be a lot of eyes on Grove Hill.
Hey, what are you doing tonight?
We are going axe throwing for my birthday. You should come.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Hey, what a miss.
Oh, we were just talking about how uncool you are.
Yeah. Oh, hey, now, you kids, you leave him alone. Jackson, how's the new album coming?
It's coming.
Hey, as soon as you have something, I want the exclusive scoop. We're also going to be doing a segment for Farmer's Fest tomorrow.
The news never sleeps.
You should come by. We're going to be there selling pies, won't we?
Oh,
I will. Grandma's helping the church raise funds for a new piano.
Oh.
What would they do without you? Speaking of food, I am craving a cheeseburger.
Kelly rubs her pregnant belly.
And olives.
She is obsessed with olives. You guys hungry?
I could eat. What do you say, ladies? It's my treat. We could even get fries and ice cream.
Fries and ice cream. Haven't had that combo in ages. As tempting as that sounds, we have pies to make, so.
All right. Suit yourself.
See you tonight, 7 p.m.
Jackson gives Grandma a hug. He turns to watch Laura walk away. Exterior of Grandma's house. Inside, Laura takes a box covered in sunflowers and guitar stickers from the top of a wall unit and sets it on the coffee table, revealing memories of her and Jackson. She removes a picture and stops to look at it. Opens a congratulations card. First your dream school, next our tour. She pulls out a black notebook.
No way.
Dried flowers sit where the bookmark is placed. She turns the page.
Oh my, I remember that. Look at all the songs you two wrote together. You know, there was magic between you.
It feels like forever ago.
She puts the book back in the box.
You two might not be together anymore, but I will never forget how supportive he was when you got into that music school and he didn't. That showed real character.
Grandma hands her a snack.
Yeah. He was loyal.
Laura eats from the plate.
You should have joined them for food earlier. You know, taking the time to reconnect with him.
Laura sets the plate on the coffee table.
It's so weird being around him now. I don't even know how to explain it.
Do you think he knew it was your song?
I don't know. He says he didn't recognize my lyrics, but it doesn't even matter. I need my lyrics back. My boss, Nancy, wants to use it in a pitch for our biggest client. My promotion's riding on it.
Oh, honey, I am so proud of you. You sound like you're doing well.
Thanks, Grandma. But Jackson wants me to be chasing dreams I had in high school.
Well, unless these are dreams that you still have.
No. I didn't give up on them. I just found a new path. I mean, touring was hard, and people change.
That's true. We do. And it's also true that some things never change. Like you singing and writing songs ever since you were little. It's a part of you. Okay, you remember? Daylight, sunlight, when I'm home I'll be all right.
I remember that.
You know, when you were little, your mom and I used to joke that even when you were crying, that your cries were in perfect tune.
Laura smiles slightly.
How do I convince Jackson to let go of this song?
You'll think of something.
Grandma pats her on the back.
I am just so glad to have you home.
She sits up from the couch and exits the room. Laura sits on the Victorian couch, contemplating. She grabs the plate off the coffee table with a piece of pie. She smiles. Daytime exterior of the small downtown. Laura walks down the street.
Hello?
Laura, hi. Sorry to call you on a Sunday, but I need your proposal for the pitch, ASAP.
And can you send me a recording of your jingle?
Really? But I thought we had until next week.
I know, but I want to review it all in advance and be ready, just in case we have to make any changes. So, when can you get it to me?
I can have it in your inbox by Tuesday.
Great. I'll let Carl know and send him just the lyrics for now.
Okay. I was hoping to take some time off to prep for the presentation.
You're going to be back in time for the pitch, right?
Yes. I was also thinking, you know, strategy-wise, it might be more impactful to reveal the song at the meeting.
Build up some anticipation. Yes. Yes, that sounds like it could be the stronger approach. Good thinking.
Yes, totally.
Oh, I've got another call coming through, but remember, I'm counting on you.
Laura nods and ends the call. She stands outside of Revelist Records with a pie in her hand. She enters the studio.
Jackson?
She looks around the reception area.
Jackson? Hello?
She steps into the studio.
Jackson? Hello?
A motorcyclist parked on the floor.
Jackson?
Various amps and an organ and drum kit sit on the floor.
Jackson?
She walks over to the couch and coffee table and sets the pie down. She notices the open box of memories on the side table. She steps over and begins looking through them. It's a country music program. She flips through the pages. You're the one I can't replace. I never thought I'd lose you. The back cover has multiple lyric ideas. Jackson approaches from behind quietly.
What are you doing?
Acting guilty, she places the program back in the box.
Is that pie?
Yeah, just a little peace offering.
How strategic.
I'd say thoughtful.
Hmm.
What happened to you?
His shirt is dirty.
Oh, yeah, sorry for the mess. I was just down in the crawl space reorganizing some gear. Megan's off on Sundays. Can you pass me that shirt?
She grabs a burgundy shirt off the couch and tosses it at Jackson.
Thanks.
He slides off the dirty shirt. Laura turns as to not look.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable.
No, please, as you were.
As I was, should I just take it off again then, or...
Don't flatter yourself.
Kale enters the studio carrying a guitar.
Hey! Hey, sorry, am I interrupting? You said it'd be cool if I came by now?
Oh, all good. Laura, this is Kale, talented guitarist, played on my last album. And Kale, this is Laura, winner of our Songbird contest.
Hi.
Laura Hollis, hi.
Wait, are you related to Rose Hollis?
Yeah, she's my grandma.
No way. She's my voice teacher.
Yeah, I think she's pretty much everyone's voice teacher.
Kale needs help with a song. He's gonna propose to his girlfriend.
If I don't chicken out first.
Can I hear what you have?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so I have... I get so nervous every time I see your eyes. One day, maybe you'll realize what I feel inside. I don't know about the next line.
Now you got it.
No, I don't, man. What I feel inside, I want Shiloh to love it.
Okay.
Jackson walks over to Kale, standing beside him, in thought.
Do you mind if I take a look?
Yeah, of course.
He hands the lyric sheet to Laura.
I get so nervous every time I see your eyes. One day, maybe you'll realize what I feel inside.
Her eyes dart around, gathering thoughts.
When on this night...
Our fates collide.
Jackson finishes the line for her.
There's nowhere to hide.
With you is where...
My love resides.
Jackson steps closer and their eyes meet.
You guys are so in sync.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your song sounds great.
It does now.
I think it's more than great. I say we record it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You get set up, I'll hop in the booth.
Okay. You sticking around, Laura? I'd love your perspective.
No, I can't.
Excuse us.
Jackson motions for Laura to join him.
Get comfortable.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Laura and Jackson enter the control room.
All right, listen, he wants our help. He is a talented musician. He's thinking about moving to Nashville, and I can't lose another artist.
Well, what do I get out of it?
What do you want?
Laura tilts her head, questioning.
I can't just give you back the song.
Then you're on your own.
Laura, come on, it's for love. Don't you have a heart?
Laura's facial expression doesn't change.
Okay, fine. I will... We can sit down, and I'll consider your side.
Laura smiles and offers a hand. They shake.
I like it when you beg.
She steps up to the console and presses the talk back.
All right, Kale, let's get to work.
Yes!
She grabs headphones off the console, as does Jackson. View over the recording console to Kale on the studio floor. Jackson adjusts a few faders and fights with Laura over a level. Laura and Jackson join Kale on the studio floor. Jackson runs over a guitar part, as does Laura. Laura and Kale play guitar together. Jackson conducts the track. Laura strums the guitar. Jackson acts as a producer, keeping tempo. The duo sit behind the console, listening to the track intently. They share a laugh. Their hands both reach for the same fader, and their eyes meet. Laura pulls away shyly. Kale on the studio floor, microphones in front of him. He sings and plays.
How was that, man?
That was it.
What do you think, Laura?
I think you have a wedding to plan.
Woo! Okay, I'm coming in.
All right.
Laura and Jackson get up from behind the console.
You guys have no idea how much this means.
Shane's gonna love it.
Great job, man. I'm gonna get that mix tonight and right over to you.
You're the man, dude. Hey, thank you guys, for real.
I'll walk you out.
All right.
Jackson looks back at Laura and follows Kale out the door. Laura notices a photo on the desk. She picks it up. It's of an old van. Jackson steps back into the control room.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, maybe it's not so bad having you around.
Oh, look at that. Jackson's got a soft side.
Well, don't tell anyone.
Jackson smiles warmly.
Our tour van.
Yeah, maybe it's a good thing I didn't go. Barely enough room for one in that thing.
Well, I think we would have made do.
Jackson smiles slightly and steps closer to Laura.
But you were right. Something newer would have been better. Broke down 2 weeks in.
They share a small laugh and turn and meet eyes.
So, I've got some work that I gotta do now.
I was hoping we could grab a coffee.
Yeah. No, actually, we could.
Laura nods.
Talk about the song. Because you were gonna give it back to me?
Right. Because I said I'd consider it.
Jackson grabs a cable and begins to wrap it up.
Okay. I've considered it. And no. You should really read the fine print before you sign things.
Okay, why are you being like this?
Because I like seeing you all riled up.
Laura shakes her head.
But the thing is, I already have a version of the song.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I could show you.
No, I don't want to hear it. Look, I brought you pie.
So what? That equals the song back?
Yes. And I helped you with Kale. Look, I don't want to fight. Can we just sit down like normal adults and talk about this?
The show is on Thursday. There just isn't enough time. I promised the network a new song and have a reputation to maintain.
Look, you probably have so many other entries to choose from. Just choose one of them.
Oh, none were this good, and changing my mind last minute isn't my thing. It's yours.
Laura is disappointed.
Okay.
Laura.
Laura turns and leaves the studio. Jackson stands in front of racks of gear. Daytime exterior of the studio. Laura exits and stops to check her phone. Reminder, today, Kelly's birthday, axe throwing night. Laura begins to smile. She walks away from the studio. Dusk, exterior of Grandma's house. Laura looks in her closet.
I remember you.
She grabs the brown cowboy boots from the closet and closes the closet doors. Exterior of battle axe throwing. Two patrons both throw bullseyes. Lauren steps down the corridor in jean shorts and her cowboy boots.
Thank you. I brought you the fanciest ones I could find.
You are amazing. Come.
She embraces Kelly, who leads her down the axe-throwing alleys.
This place has not changed.
Right?
They meet the rest of the party.
There they are.
Hey, how's it going?
Adam kisses Kelly.
Hey, I hope you didn't take what I said the other day the wrong way about working in an office.
No. It's fine.
It's just, when I think of Laura Hollis, I think of you singing on stage.
Right. Well, that was then.
Jackson smiles.
But what about you?
Well, on the home front, I'm focused on Kelly and the baby. And at work, Jackson's showcase is getting huge traction. Did I tell you, the station is expecting huge numbers. You're going, right?
Oh, no. No, I have a huge pitch in my presentation scheduled for then, so.
Well, that's bad timing.
Yeah, to top it off, she actually doesn't want me to sing the song at all. No, she's on a long and painful quest to try to get it back.
Laura laughs and looks away.
Yeah, it might seem like she's here to play, but really it's just another tactic to try to get what she wants.
She chuckles again.
That's right, Jackson, because everything is about you, isn't it?
No, actually, what I was saying, if you were listening...
I was.
...said everything is about you and your song.
There it is. My song. My song that I wrote that I don't want you to sing.
Except I already have, remember? The version that you won't listen to.
She looks away, then back at Jackson.
You know what? How about a wager?
Laura is curious.
I win, you have to listen to my version. You win, you get it back.
Laura chuckles.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Jackson smiles. Laura offers her hand.
Game on.
They shake.
Fun!
Laura looks up at the scoreboard. It's labeled Jackson versus Sunflower.
Let's do this.
Jackson chuckles slightly. They grab their axes off the shelf. Jackson motions for her to go first. Laura tosses and misses the target. She's disappointed. Jackson lines up his shot. He scores 3 points. He looks over at Laura confidently.
Don't worry. I'm just warming up.
Do I look worried?
Laura gives him an angry look. She throws her next shot, which doesn't stick to the board at all. Jackson winds up and turns to look at Laura and smile. He scores another 3-pointer. He bows, holding onto his cowboy hat. They retrieve their axes. Laura steps back to the line, frustrated yet focused. She looks at Jackson and throws a bullseye. Jackson looks over at Laura. The score is now 6-5.
Sorry, what were you saying?
All right, game on.
Jackson lines up his next shot, but misses the target. He retrieves his axe. Laura lines up and scores another bullseye.
Take that.
The score is now tied at 10 each. Jackson scores another 3-pointer. Laura misses the board and retrieves her axe. She misses the board yet again. Jackson throws another 3-pointer. Jackson 3, Sunflower 5. Jackson 3, Sunflower 0. They battle back and forth. Jackson throws another bullseye. And yet another.
What?
As does Laura. She tugs the axe from the board. And she misses on the next toss. The score is 15-11 for Jackson. It's Laura's last throw.
Come on, Laura, bullseye, and you win, okay? You got this.
Think you got it in you?
Heck yeah, she does.
Come on, Laura.
I thought you were on my side.
I gotta root for the underdog.
Mm-hmm. You're not the only one who has fans, okay? Mm-hmm.
Jackson nods. Kelly and Adam watch anxiously. Laura tosses and throws the bullseye. They celebrate, arms in the air.
Wait.
Jackson points to the board. The axe starts to quiver. It doesn't stick and falls to the ground.
No! Are you kidding?
Jackson does a little dance. Blows his finger pistols clean and reholsters them. Tips his hat.
You know you're in public, right?
He backs away, arms extended.
Well, technically, the runner-up is the second winner.
Your pep talk seriously needs some work.
The girls eat birthday cake at the bar. Laura answers her phone.
Hello?
Hey, Laura, thank goodness. We have a big problem.
What is it? Zoe?
Laura ends the call.
I gotta go. Work is calling. My phone just died.
It's okay. I get it. Here. Thank you so much for coming.
Kelly and Laura hug.
Oh, I miss having you around.
I miss you too. I can't wait to meet the baby.
So soon. Adam.
Adam steps over.
You heading out?
Yeah.
Great to see you.
Great to see you too. Bye. Bye, guys. Bye.
Jackson grabs food from the bar.
We buy snacks. That was always the deal, right?
That's one good thing about losing. You don't have a charger, do you?
Jackson shakes his head and offers Laura some fries.
All right, fine. More for me.
He gets dipping sauce on his shirt.
Oh, no. Is this the revenge you wanted?
You are a child.
I'm sorry. Would you rather me just take my shirt off again?
Laura shakes her head. Jackson laughs.
Fries and ice cream. Probably my greatest idea.
You still mad at me?
No. Well, yeah. I'm more mad at myself for giving my lyrics up.
Laura exhales deeply.
I actually have to go. But good game.
Laura walks past Jackson and exits. He turns to watch her leave, then glances over at Kelly and Adam. He sets the food down on the bar, chasing after her. Exterior of axe throwing.
Laura, hey, wait.
No time.
You going to the farmer's fest tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to help Grandma set up. Kind of in a rush here.
Well, great. I'll drive you home. Park just over there.
Jackson points to his vehicle.
Fine. Thanks.
Hey. Thanks, by the way, for helping with Kale today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean it. Honestly, I kind of needed you there.
They stroll the sidewalk together.
Hate to admit it, but I've kind of been going through some writer's block.
Oh?
And I bet you know what that's about. Always been so great with your words.
Yeah, not so great at other things.
Like what?
Laura walks ahead of Jackson.
Performing?
Laura gets into his truck.
You know that's not true.
Laura looks in disbelief.
Still stuck on the showcase.
Can we not?
So what? You got the yips once.
It's not the yips. That's what they say in sport.
That's the same thing, performing in front of a live audience. You froze one time.
Laura turns and looks away.
It was a long time ago. You can get past that. Who cares?
I care. Can we go?
Fine. I'll drive you home, but first, I want to play you the song. My version.
Laura looks up and shakes her head.
That's a bet.
Jackson enters the truck. Laura gets out of the truck. Jackson drops the tailgate, sets his guitar case down, and removes his guitar. He offers Laura a seat on the tailgate. She reluctantly accepts. Jackson sits beside her. He stops to look at Laura.
It's written right there in the stars that I'll be right there where you are. There's so much space in the galaxy. Call it fate or chemistry. I feel it when you're next to me. I feel it when you're next to me.
Doesn't break eye contact.
One, whenever you run. Two, whenever you're blue. Three, whatever you need. You can always count on, always count on me. Wherever you go, how far it might be. I want you to know, you can always count on, always count on me.
Jackson still stares deep into her eyes.
That bad, huh?
No, it just needs some work.
It's a tempo, but I knew you'd flag it. I was still thinking about switching out the guitar for the piano and...
No, it's not the instruments. I don't think it's going to work.
Laura turns away from Jackson.
You know who wrote, "I Will Always Love You"?
The one and only Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm, that's right, 1974. Well, Whitney Houston covered it in 92. Dolly made over 10 million in royalties.
And did you know that Elvis actually wanted that song? And she stood her ground and said no.
So what? Are you saying I'm Elvis? Thank you very much.
No, I'm saying that I'm Dolly. And you know, she wrote like 3,000 songs. I can write one more. What if I wrote you another song?
I mean, you could try.
Try. You're gonna love it so much, you're gonna beg me to take it back. Count on me.
Here you go again, wanting me to beg.
Laura looks away, then makes eye contact again with Jackson.
Guess you better get started.
They share an awkward moment of silence.
Come on, I'll take you home.
Lauren jumps off the tailgate. Exterior of Grandma's.
Daylight, sunlight, when I'm home, I'll be all right. Ooh.
Grandma's kitchen island is full of baked goods.
Daylight, sunlight,
She pulls a pie from the oven. And sets it on the counter.
Have a nice time, dear?
Lauren enters.
I say, I may have bitten off more than I can chew.
Baking's coming along.
It smells so good.
She plugs her phone into the charger. She answers it.
Zoe, hi. She needs the proposal by tomorrow, but I just talked to her. No, I didn't say I would record the jingle. And she said we could hold off until... Carl likes my voice? Okay, then that's what it'll be then. An upbeat jingle with my vocals coming right up. I'll get it to you by tomorrow. Thanks for the heads up.
She ends the call as Grandma continues mixing.
I have to record a jingle and write a new song for Jackson by tomorrow.
There's a fresh pot of coffee in the counter.
What would I do without you?
Grandma motions for a kiss. Lauren obliges.
Daylight, sunlight, come on, sing with me. When I'm home, I'll be all right.
Laura pours a coffee. A microphone and an iPad sit on her desk. She writes out lyrics.
If I give you my heart, you'll get it all.
She's intently focused on the words she writes onto the notepad.
It's a long way down when I fall.
She works out the chord structure on guitar. And takes notes on the changes. She sings into the microphone at her makeshift studio. Adds some keyboard parts. She paces the floor as she reviews her mixes. She makes small adjustments on the mixing console. And layers her vocal tracks. She begins to joyously skip around with a smile on her face. She composes the email, listens to the track again, happy with the result. She stretches her arms out, sitting on the bed. She lays down, reviewing the lyrics and notes. Morning exterior of Grandma's house.
Laura
lays still asleep on the bed, the guitar beside her, the microphone, iPad, and notes in front of her.
Laura?
She wakes, startled.
I'll be right down.
Pulling the headphones from her head. She opens her iPad to the options to send the file. She attaches it to the email she's composed and hits send. She gets out of bed. She quickly gets out of bed. Daytime exterior of the Grove Hill Farmers Fest. The chalk billboard announcing fresh and local. Various flowers lined up. Fresh pastries, pies, and cakes.
Here we are.
Okay.
Now, just wait for it.
Okay,
there. Now make sure that you keep them all upright.
Try.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
Laura carries half a dozen boxes.
Here we go. Why don't I take some of these?
Jackson steps in.
Thank you.
They give him all the boxes.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, wait, look, there are the ladies. Yoo-hoo! So once you drop off the pies, then you two just go and enjoy yourselves.
Hi.
Hi.
Laura wears a cute white and red summer dress. Jackson grabs a bag of kettle corn.
So, I have something for you.
Me too. Popcorn.
Oh.
Laura grabs a handful from the bag and takes a bite.
What?
So sweet.
Well, it's kettle corn. It's supposed to be sweet.
I guess my tastes have changed.
Speaking of change, what if I change the tempo and we work on the song together?
Oh, so now you want to collaborate?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Their attention turns to the live entertainment. It's Cale playing the song for his girlfriend. He stops and drops to one knee, grabs the box from his pocket. He presents the ring.
Did a pretty good job with that collaboration, don't you think?
I see your point. But I have something I think you'll like better.
Laura reaches into her purse. She hands Jackson a folded note.
You wrote a new song?
Yep.
I don't know how you do it. All right, fine. Let's hear it.
I'm not singing it. Just read it.
There it is again. Yips.
Quit stalling. Just read it.
Well, I'm just trying to make friendly conversation.
Jackson smiles as he unfolds the song lyrics. He slowly steps away as he begins to read them. Laura looks on, curious.
And?
And it's well written. It's got lots of great metaphors, flows nicely. But meh.
Are you serious? It's good.
Yeah, it is good, but where's the heart?
There's heart.
No, it needs passion. It needs to be real, Laura. I want it to grab me, you know?
They look at each other deeply.
Yeah.
Laura grabs her phone from her purse. It's from Scott. It's a pic saying, guess where I ended up.
Scott?
Laura!
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm visiting my grandma.
Of course.
Scott, this is Jackson.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
You too.
I work for Bytown. They sent me down here to visit the regional office.
Well, I guess I'll let you two catch up. I promise I'll go help sell some pies.
Jackson smiles and walks away.
Sorry, did I just interrupt a date?
A date? No. definitely not a date.
Okay, well, for you.
Thanks.
I'm sure you heard Carl's leaning towards your company for the new campaign. How's it going?
Honestly, there's been a few hiccups.
Really? I thought you were almost done. Nancy sent it to Carl. Carl showed it to the whole team. He's really excited.
That's great. But the jingle.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear the final version. He loves the lyrics and your voice. We're now pushing for this to be an international ad.
Jackson owns the song I used for the jingle.
Okay, that's not good. I thought you wrote it.
I did, but I accidentally signed it his label, and now he won't give it back, and it's...
Okay, you mean you signed a release form? Forward it to me, and I will figure out a loophole somewhere.
I don't know. He's pretty thorough with that stuff. I just...
Trust me. These small businesses, they just copy and paste contracts off the internet. It will not hold up in court.
Okay, I'll send it to you now.
Okay.
Laura looks at her phone to forward the contract.
I can't find it.
Sometimes the releases go straight to the company. You have to ask them for a copy.
Great.
Look, if Carl can't get the jingle, it'll definitely jeopardize your pitch.
I know, that's why I'm here trying to fix this.
Send me the release as soon as you can, and I will help you figure it out.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
No problem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, step right up. We've got pies, we've got apple, we've got blueberry and cherry. And that's right, everybody's favorite. Of course, we've got pumpkin. Don't forget, all the proceeds go to the church choir's new piano.
Jackson does his best pitch, man.
Well, I better go help my grandma.
Yeah.
See ya.
She slowly backs away from Scott, who watches on. Daytime exterior of Grandma's house.
Okay, Rose, I have some great options for you.
Oh, those are great. I'm still looking forward to Thursday. Everyone is going to be there.
Some silks, some patterns. I'm thinking blue for you.
Is this a bit too much for my age?
No, never.
Very reflective, though.
I think it's great.
Laura steps up to the wardrobe and starts to file through the dresses.
Well, you look at that. It's your lucky color. You would not step on stage unless you were wearing that color.
Laura laughs.
I still wear it in all my pitches.
Well, you should try it on.
I may or may not have snuck it in there just for you. Come on, play dress up with us.
Try it on.
Try it on. Try it on. Try it on. Try it on. Try it on. Yay!
Kelly and Grandma cheer her on and applaud. Laura takes the dress.
By the way, what do you think of Jackson's latest hit song?
Laura steps out wearing the dress.
Oh.
The girls are speechless.
It's a beautiful song.
Laura looks in the full length.
It must be surreal knowing it's about you.
She turns to Kelly.
What?
Surprised.
It's not about me.
Oh, honey. Even I knew that.
When it became a hit, he started struggling. Couldn't get the next one out. He's just been putting too much pressure on himself.
And now with the concert.
And the deal he has with the TV network.
All right.
Wait, what deal?
Well, he's required to perform a new song, which is why he did the contest, to find one that is worth singing.
Did he say what brought on his writer's block?
He's a romantic. Needs inspiration. And, you know, I guess he hasn't had any kind of romance. So, are we saying yes?
To what?
To the dress.
Oh, yeah, I don't have anywhere I'd wear it to.
It's my treat. Consider it a just-in-case kind of outfit, and I will not take no for an answer.
Laura looks in the full-length mirror and exhales deeply as she brushes her hair from her face. Daytime aerial of the city. Laura strolls up to Revelist Records. She enters the front door.
So you don't have a copy? Megan should have said that.
I don't, and I need it for my records.
Okay.
Jackson enters the info into the computer.
And sent.
Laura's jingle plays on the radio.
I'm never gonna get that out of my head.
I wrote that.
What?
That jingle.
Jackson is surprised.
Say goodbye to Grease and Crime. Oh, of course you did. And what inspired it?
My deadline.
See, I wish that did it for me.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Ooh, I don't know about like it. Like it's gonna be stuck in my head for the next 3 days.
That's the idea. Think of me as the jingle fairy, sprinkling catchy tunes wherever I go.
Yeah, but no one even knows that it's you.
That's how I like it. Connecting with people without them even realizing it.
They step into the studio.
Since when?
Jackson stops and turns.
You've always wanted to stand out. Do you remember our very first Harvest Lane showcase? You rocked the brightest dress you could find. I had to wear my dad's cowboy hat just to keep up.
Except you couldn't see a thing. That hat was way too big for you.
Oh, well, the things you do for love.
Jackson steps into the control room.
Like how I'd walk you to the microphone every time you were nervous? Ooh.
Maybe. I played it up a couple of times.
Why? Because you wanted to hold my hand?
Always one step ahead of me. And it would be nice to sing together again.
What, like a duet?
Yeah, why not?
Because just thinking about it makes me want to pass out.
Well, should I give you a deadline?
He smiles.
Nice try.
I'll always try with you.
He grabs the baking dish off the desk.
This one?
And hands it to Laura.
I think I have an idea how to get you over this fear of yours.
That's impossible.
I'll come by the church hall tomorrow, 9 a.m. I've got something in mind.
Laura pauses slightly.
Okay.
And agrees. Daytime aerial of the city. Laura strolls down the sidewalk in a long dress and her cowboy boots.
So Buzz Chime Marketing can't use the lyrics on an exclusive basis because Jackson also has rights to it?
Yeah, I still have my colleagues in legal looking into it.
What are we gonna do? Like, Nancy's gonna lose it. Definitely not getting the promotion now.
I may have a solution.
Please, anything.
Get Jackson on board to sing the jingle.
What? No. Jackson thinks I'm a sellout for writing jingles.
Hear me out. Jackson's a rising star, right?
And I wasn't gonna say anything, but Carl's daughter is a big fan.
If you can get Jackson to sing and share it on his socials,
I think Carl will go for it.
So you want me to
convince Jackson to sing the jingle? His name and your song will be known around the world.
I can try, but believe me, he's not gonna go for it.
Well, we'll see.
Scott ends the call confidently. Laura walks up the steps to the church. She opens the large wooden arch door and steps inside. She walks down the hallway, which is lined with pictures of the patrons. She walks slowly, soaking in the memories of each. Jackson turns the corner, greeting her.
Hey.
Coffee?
Thanks.
He hands her the coffee. She sips.
Oat milk latte. You remembered.
Well, nice to know not all your tastes have changed.
Laura rolls her eyes.
And you're gonna need it.
What are we doing here exactly?
You'll see.
Jackson turns and leads her. A picture of a young Laura singing in the choir.
Could have given me a heads up. Would have worn appropriate footwear.
What's the fun in that? Alright, turn here, and that is perfect.
They wheel the new piano into the middle of the floor. It's covered in bubble wrap and a red bow. They begin to unwrap it.
What a beautiful piano.
And all thanks to Grandma Rose's baking.
I can't believe she sold enough pies to afford this.
Laura has a realization.
Wait. There's no way. Did you get...
It's really not a big deal. I like giving back to the community.
Laura is seriously impressed.
So remind me again how this is supposed to help me find my voice.
We'll get there.
So secretive.
Jackson smiles.
Oh, I have to tell you something.
Laura, distracted, turns and walks away.
And the door to that storage closet still doesn't close properly.
She squats down.
Wasn't this our... Never mind.
Jackson joins her.
Our first kiss in here.
They lift up the old wooden music stand. It's carved with their initials and a heart. Their eyes meet. Jackson moves in slightly. Lauren stands.
This place is a lot smaller than I remember.
Laura walks back into the main hall.
Huh, what are you waiting for? Get up there.
What?
It's not gonna bite you.
Lauren looks at the stage.
No.
Oh, come on. Remember, you're making me do this.
Jackson picks her up.
Jackson, put me down.
I will, once we're on the stage.
Okay, this is really, like, not necessary.
It's completely necessary and so much more fun for me.
He walks up the stairs.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Laura Hollis.
He turns on the stage lights.
What does it look like I'm doing?
The last time Laura was on this stage, she was 18 years old and her favorite instrument was the guitar.
Still is.
Sorry, what's that? Louder, I don't think the people in the back can hear you.
Still is.
Oh, there she is. Go ahead, give us a bow.
I haven't even...
No, you're right. We need to hear something first.
Jackson, I'm not singing.
Jackson stands at the piano.
What did we used to call the stage?
Laura thinks for a moment.
Our home.
That's right. Our home. Now close your eyes.
What are you doing?
Come on.
Laura rolls her neck.
All right, now I want you to take a deep breath. Feel your feet underneath you. And now your hands.
This is stupid.
Oh, okay, fine. Scales it is. Should we warm up first?
Laura throws up her hands, surrendering.
Come on, I think you can go louder.
She takes a deep breath. Jackson nods.
Okay. Now a song.
A song?
Whatever comes to mind.
Laura takes a moment to consider.
Pick a spot on any map.
Jackson is mesmerized.
Call me up from where you're at.
He leans in closer.
'Cause I'll be where you hang your hat. Yeah, I'll be here when you come back. Just like that. Oh, just like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's back.
Yes! I knew you still had it in you.
A message from Scott. Have you talked to Jackson?
Laura, your phone.
Oh, sorry, I thought I had it on silent.
Laura jumps off the stage.
Thanks.
Jackson hands her the phone.
I didn't mean to look, but I did see my name. Why is your friend Scott texting you about me?
Oh, Scott. Yeah, Scott works in business affairs for a client I'm pitching, Bytown. I had him look over the contract he sent me.
What did they have to do with me?
I said they could use my song for a new product launch.
Why didn't you tell me?
I'm telling you now. And, you know, they want to use it for a huge advertising campaign.
Oh, so they're going to turn it into a jingle.
If it sells product, then yeah.
A song to sell appliances.
See, this is why I didn't tell you. I knew you'd judge me.
I'm not judging you, Laura. I'm just confused.
Okay, how about this? I take the lyrics that I wrote you, and I rework them. You said you wanted more heart, right? So I'll whip it up tonight.
Laura, you can't force heart. It's not that mechanical. You need to feel it.
Well, you're gonna have to work with me here, because you're running out of options.
What are you talking about? I own the rights.
Jackson steps forward.
According to Bytown, you may not have exclusive rights.
Laura turns away.
And their lawyers are all over it.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Jackson is disappointed and shocked. Lauren is conflicted. Jackson leans against the stage.
Lore, the Harvest Lane showcase is tomorrow. I need a new original song. I don't have another song to sing.
Sorry.
Are you?
Jackson turns to Laura, doubtful.
I need a song, not a jingle.
Jackson.
You know, it's not just your career that's on the line here.
Jackson. Jackson.
Jackson turns and walks away angrily. Laura watches on, disappointed in herself. Laura exits the church, phone in hand.
Zoe, you need to buy me more time.
Why? I heard Scott told Carl that you have a surprise lined up for the presentation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Nancy said that it's all part of the strategy and everyone's excited for your final pitch.
Right, build up anticipation.
Yeah, so we're all expecting you back here tomorrow. I'll be here to help you out as soon as you get in.
This is your big break.
Yeah.
Laura ends the phone call, confused.
Thought you'd be in much better spirits after singing with Jackson.
At Grandma's farm.
Complicated. I feel worse than ever. Being back here and seeing him again has been really hard.
Well, memories can be a powerful thing.
I miss what we had, and I feel like we're never going to get back to where we were.
Well, it is never a good idea to try to recreate the past. Much better to work in understanding where we are now. You can't run from your heart, Laura, but you can use those feelings to help guide you in a new direction.
No, I chose this new path. I thought it was over the old one.
Oh.
The girls work together in the greenhouse.
You see this plant? No matter where I repot it, its roots go along with it. You have made lots of brave decisions in your life so far. Heading off to college all on your own, changing careers. And you have taken some big, big risks along the way, and you have learned so much. But it's time to be brave again and follow your heart.
Laura nods in acknowledgement.
You're right. You're always right.
Mm-hmm. Who's the best grandma?
Daytime aerial of the city. Laura walks down the sidewalk in blue jeans and a white blouse. She walks up to the door of Revelist Records. She opens it and steps inside.
Yeah, no, the speakers are all rented. It's just some of the lights are wrong and...
Jackson sits on the couch in the studio.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm aware. It's just... Yeah, okay.
Lauren notices the lyric book on the coffee table.
Yeah, okay.
It's their old songbook that they wrote together. She flips through the pages.
You know, just let me call you back.
Jackson ends the call.
You still have this?
You can take it if you want. I was hoping you'd give me some inspiration, but no luck.
I forgot all about these.
So I had my lawyer go over the contract again, and it's solid. I can sing the song.
Laura is slightly taken back, looks down and away.
Well, you can't.
Why? Legally, everything is fine.
Because I can't let you.
You can't let me. Why can't you let me?
Because
what? Every time I come up with a solution for this, Laura...
Because...
What is it about this song that you don't want me to sing it, Laura?
Because the song is about us, okay?
Jackson is content hearing it from her.
You knew.
Laura slowly steps away.
Laura, I would recognize your writing anywhere. Those lyrics, they moved me, gave me hope.
This was all a mistake. You weren't supposed to read them.
No, I know. When you told me that the first night I saw you, it broke me all over again.
Jackson steps closer to her.
I don't know. I guess I thought that if I held on to the song and helped you gain back your confidence, that maybe you'd change your mind.
Laura shakes her head.
Well, it's too late for that.
You know, we're not so different, Laura. Who do you think I wrote my last song about?
Laura stands, arms crossed, confused.
He wrote it that night?
Jackson looks down.
I was a wreck. Writing music's the only way I could get through it.
Our breakup was a painful choice that we both made.
Oh, you didn't leave me with much of a choice.
I had just
bombed my final showcase.
I know that, Laura, but...
But what? You didn't understand. I was supposed to close the show. They only give that spot to the best student.
She shrugs.
And what did I do? I froze. I couldn't remember the lyrics, let alone this song. I let everyone down, including myself. I can't recover from that.
Stage fright happens, Laura.
It wasn't supposed to happen to me. And when I got off the stage, all you could talk about was the tour.
Because I was excited. Laura, I couldn't wait for the day where you graduated and we could be together. That tour was our plan.
Well, plans change.
Laura steps away.
What happened on that stage was a sign I'm not meant to go on tour.
Don't say okay? that. You are a singer, Laura.
I would have held you back. That's the truth.
No, it isn't. The truth is that I wouldn't be here without you.
Jackson steps up to her. Tears well in Laura's eyes.
You remember, I was so afraid of the stage. But you would take my hand, and you walked me on every single time.
Jackson takes her hand.
I should have done that for you back then. I should have been more patient.
But look at you now. You made it without me.
No, I made it because of you. It's the words I sang about you that got me here, Laura. You make me better. We make each other better.
Laura looks away.
I can't do this.
She walks away from Jackson.
Getting over you was the hardest thing.
So what, you write songs about people you're over?
She turns and looks at Jackson.
I have to go back to work.
Do you? Or are you just hiding behind your job?
I still get to write songs, even if they're just jingles.
But do you love it?
The thing I love isn't an option anymore.
You singing in that hall, that magic that you have, it is still there.
He steps up to her.
I wish you could see it.
I can't. I don't want your help. Okay, I like my life the way it is.
Without me.
Jackson nods, fighting back the tears.
Okay. You know what? I won't sing your song tomorrow.
He steps over to the coffee table and signs the release. He grabs it and hands it to Laura.
Go ahead and give your boss the jingle version. Sell some stuff, I guess.
Well, what about the concert?
Not your problem, is it?
Jackson walks away from Laura. She nods, disappointed. Laura exits Revelist Records. She walks slowly, disappointed in herself. Nighttime exterior of Grandma's house. Lauren sifts through her memory box. She puts the lid back on and places it back on top of the wall unit.
Oh, sweetie, are you sure you're ready to go back?
Flights in the morning, pitches in the afternoon.
Well, I'll be at the concert tomorrow, but I'll check in with you right after, okay?
Grandma, I feel terrible. Jackson and I, we shared a lot of hard truths, and he kept her old songbook, and I...
Those songs are as soulful as they get. And they came from your heart. There is a reason, I think, that they found their way back to you.
I want to go back to my old life.
Laura checks her message. It's a video from Jackson.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? Just popping on here to talk about the Harvest Lane Showcase. As you know, I found a song that I really connected with, but what's that old saying? When you love something, you have to let it go. I hope everyone still tunes in for a new original of mine. It might be a little rough, but we'll see how it goes. Thanks for the support, y'all. Appreciate it.
Lauren looks up at Grandma.
Oh, sweetie, it's gonna be okay. Come here. It's okay. It's okay. You'll figure it out. You both will.
She hugs her.
Just get some rest. It's a big, big day tomorrow, okay? Love you.
Grandmother turns and leaves. Laura looks back down at the video clip. Aerial view of the sun rising over the woods. Daytime exterior of Grandma's house.
I'm headed to the airport now. Kind of nervous.
About the presentation later?
I wouldn't sweat it. Many of the jingles Bytown acquires end up shelved.
Laura is stunned.
What? But you said Carl loved the song. You said it could go international.
Yeah, but you know how these things work. Sometimes even the best jingles don't get released. I mean, your
still focus testing.
Laura is surprised.
Look, take the pressure off. You'll do fine.
Thanks, but fine isn't good enough. I'm putting everything I have into this.
That's what I like about you. Your work matters.
Actually, there's a lot I like about you.
Laura is taken back.
What?
No. I know what you're gonna say.
I just don't feel...
It's Jackson, right?
Laura has a moment of realization.
Yeah.
Honestly, as soon as he started helping your grandma out at the fair, I knew I didn't stand a chance.
She does love him.
Shoot, Carl's calling. I will see you later. You will be amazing.
Thanks.
She ends the call and looks over at her cowboy boots. She smiles. Interior of the barn at the showcase. The stage is set with Jackson's banner hanging. He enters the room with his guitar in case. He looks around the barn and walks towards the stage. Exterior of Buzz and Chime.
She's going to be on time, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'm just getting everything ready.
Zoe stands at the boardroom table. Nancy walks away. Zoe is concerned. She checks her watch.
Yeah, it's just up here. Just on the left.
Zoe answers her phone.
Where are you? Hurry up! Zoe, I'm coming. Zoe, just stall them. Stall them a little longer. You need to be here right now!
The car door opens, and Laura steps out wearing her boots.
Hey, can we check out the cues for chorus two?
Jackson goes over last-minute details.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Zoe, I'll call you back.
No.
Laura! Look.
That's Laura? Where is she?
The executives enter the boardroom.
Not here yet.
At the showcase, Jackson walks around nervously, rubbing his hands. Laura pushes the double doors open, wearing her orange dress.
I made a mistake. You were right. My lyrics are meant to be sung from the heart.
She stands in front of Jackson.
I didn't know what I wanted, but I do now.
And what is it that you want?
Look, I can't undo leaving you on the tour, but I can make it up to you now. What if we perform Count On Me together?
Wait, what?
My heart never changed. I was just too afraid to listen to it. Work felt safe, and songwriting and performing felt scary. Bytown can still use the song, but after we perform it together, the way it's meant to sound.
Jackson is still unsure.
Are they gonna want us to sing it?
They'd be crazy not to.
Jackson smiles. Laura answers a FaceTime call.
Zoe, Carl, hi.
Hey, Laura. Everybody's here.
Okay, before you say anything, please just turn to channel 12 and consider this part of the pitch.
The staff at the boardroom sits silent. Lauren looks to Jackson.
Well, what are we waiting for?
So we're watching TV.
Chloe?
Yes, we are.
Zoe exits. Board members follow. The couple make their way to the stage.
Wait. What if...
No.
Jackson takes her hand.
You're done doubting yourself.
They walk to the stage hand in hand. The venue is packed. The band takes their place. Lauren steps up on the stage. Jackson grabs his guitar and straps it on.
Hi, everyone. Well, my name is Jackson Walker. And this here is Laura Hollis.
Jackson applauds, and Laura waves to the crowd. Grandma Kelly and Adam sit side stage.
I knew that jazz would come in handy.
You're home?
Yeah.
Jackson starts the song. Laura steps up to the mic.
It's written right there in the stars that I'd be right there where you are. There's so much space in the galaxy. I call it fate or chemistry. I feel it when you're next to me. I feel it when you're next to me.
One, whenever you're wrong.
Two, whenever you're blue.
Three, whatever you need. You can always count on, always count on me. Wherever you go, how far it might be, I want you to know. Pick a spot on any map. Call me up from where you're at. 'Cause I'll be where you hang your hat. Yeah, I'll be here when you come back. Just like that. Just like.
They look deep in each other's eyes, and they each smile. Grandma, Kelly, and Adam applaud wildly. Jackson and Laura wave to the crowd. Jackson tips his hat to Laura. The couple walk backstage. Jackson takes off his hat.
Did that just happen? We were just on TV.
That was everything I wanted it to be.
Laura turns back to her phone at the makeup table. She picks it up.
Hi. So what did you guys think?
I've seen everything I need to see.
I know it's not what you expected.
No, it wasn't.
And while I admit it takes guts to do what you did tonight, who am I kidding? That was an incredible pitch.
I'm sold.
Well done, both of you.
Thank you, sir. As long as Laura and I can sing together and Revelous Records can release a song first, you can count us in to do your campaign.
Sounds like a win-win to me. We'll catch up on the details later. For now, go enjoy your night.
Zoe waves. They look at each other, triumphant and elated.
The song was always meant to be a duet, wasn't it?
Jackson steps closer.
When I wrote it, I always imagined us performing it together. I just never thought it would actually happen. It was just a way for me to finally move on.
He steps closer.
And now?
I realized I don't want to. I'll never get over you.
Well, you don't have to. Laura, I have never stopped loving you. I will always love you.
They smile and chuckle.
I will always love you too.
They move closer, about to kiss.
There they are. Oh, my goodness, sweetheart.
Hi.
You two were crazy good. Those are for you. Come here, you.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Grandma hugs them both.
Wait, you hear that? They're calling for an encore. What are you doing? Go on, you two. Get back out there.
Laura holds the flowers, places them on the makeup desk. Jackson puts his hat back on. They walk briskly back to the stage. Laura again waves to the audience. Jackson applauds her and raises her hand triumphantly. They take a bow. And they finally embrace and kiss. Jackson lifts her up and spins her around, holding her close.
Well, you saw it here first, Groveville. Jackson Walker and Laura Hollis back for a country encore.
They kiss again. End credits roll.